Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, it's a microphony! And a phony at the mic! Oh, sorry.
It's somebody's...
Sorry, Greg, am I in vacation mode? Oh, my
yes,
bad.
Yes, you are.
I feel awful about
lie.
It. But if you...
It's not like a Democrat.
Don't worry, you won't miss any of it. I will make sure that it's... that I rub your face book in it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome, my friends. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and the government is... The government is...
Hello?
Hello, government?
Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
All right, close the door. I don't want to hear the crickets. Does that mean, Greg, we can do whatever we want because the FCC is also... On hiatus?
They're probably recording us somewhere.
I'm going to try it out. Ready?
Oh, no. No.
Kick-ass talk radio with Bob Rose.
Oh, my goodness.
Kicking ass.
He's having flashbacks here.
Kicking ass. Yeah, that used to be the old rock and roll stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to say something. I'm a bad boy.
Oh, Bob just likes to be naughty.
Yeah, I'm naughty.
Don't repeat him. Whatever he when he's in modes like this, don't try this.
Yeah,
when you call
no. Nah. No. No, they used to well, when I was being schooled in talk radio back in the day, they'd say, yeah, be careful of your language. One, you don't want to get your license in trouble, but two, mm-hmm. callers then tend to they pick up on your rough edge. And
uh-huh.
sometimes they, you know, expand on that a little bit. It's like, oh, no. So it's better not to go down that path. So pull it back. Remember, Greg subscribes to this. I was telling this to somebody recently to describe you, Greg.
Yes. Amazing.
I said, well, that's all part of it, of course.
All right.
But they
okay.
know that.
Yeah.
I said we kind of had a rule in radio, basically, mm-hmm. and say, don't say anything on the radio that you wouldn't want your mother to hear.
Correct.
And I said, Greg really lives by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant it like as a compliment, but it kind of describes, you know, sort of who you are.
Sure.
Whereas I'm like, yeah, well, my mom got all my double entendres and all my other, you know what I mean? Like, Robbie.
She kind of rolled her eyes a little maybe. And yeah.
Robbie, you're going to church Sunday, right? Yeah, mom. Oh. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
That's the differences in our backgrounds right
there. There you go. There it is. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about, even though the government is shut down. We certainly are not. And, look, the Democrats are blaming the Republicans and vice versa. I saw somebody had posted something. He's a lefty. And went through this long. He goes, excuse the length of this. And you know why it was like 40 pages long?
What's that?
Because he was trying to somehow twist it to where it was the Republicans' fault.
Oh.
And it took that long to go here and there. And I mean, there is a process. It's a lot more technical than most people get into because there's not really a reason to get deeply. You get in the woods and then your eyes glaze over. But here's what Fox News is saying. Federal government officially entering a partial shutdown On Wednesday, after the midnight funding deadline passed, Democrats, Republicans failing to agree on a funding bill. Earlier attempt by Senate Republicans to pass a short-term extension of fiscal year 2025 government funding levels. That's called a CR. Now that, I think most of us are becoming, you know, that term.
Bored with?
You know.
Tired of?
Yeah, it's kind of sad that, you know, continuing resolution now... Everybody knows what that is. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't. It should happen just once in a great while, if at all. But now it happens every few months.
Yeah, seems like.
Well, and it was sunk by the Democrats who were furious about being sidelined and shut down negotiations. Well, hey, if you win a majority, you might have a bigger voice. If you actually attempted to work with Republicans ever on anything, you may be given a seat at the table, but you don't. You don't want to play along. You just use that as an excuse to say, we were left out of it.
Right.
The bill, which would have given Congress until November 21st to set fiscal year 2026 funding priorities, passed the House, along party lines mostly, on September 19th. So they did their job. The Senate expected to vote on the same bill again today, with more votes to come through the rest of the week and into the weekend until either a deal is struck or Democrats relent. So we're in, they call it a partial shutdown, sort of a holding pattern. Most of the people that are in government jobs where they're not getting paid, what's the term they use? Furlough. And it's basically, that stands for free, follow along, furlough, free vacation. It's not their fault.
No, it's not.
But when they get back, they'll get their back pay. So it's something that doesn't need to happen. And the Democrats are, of course, they want to push more spending in there, more spending in there. We need less. We need less spending. Do we agree on that? Oh, and by the way, you know, the Democrats think they're playing their hand well. But you better keep in mind that President Trump will have additional powers during this period. And I'll get into that a little bit. But in other words, he can do some things because the government is shut down that normally he wouldn't be within his purview constitutionally.
Is it because there's no Congress to go to?
I guess.
I wonder about that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, so they have that hanging over their heads. The Democrats do. He could eliminate some jobs.
Oh, now, that's where that comes from.
Yeah, I'm not saying he would, but there's a possibility.
He's threatened it.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's not playing around.
Yeah.
And the Democrats continue to want to drag these things out. Look, they'll do anything to try to slow down the economic growth and the path that we're on. Mm-hmm. They're going to do anything they can. And, of course, the folks on the left think that's right. I don't know. And Chuck Schumer said, well, the shutdown begins and there's no end in sight. Well, that doesn't sound like a guy who wants to sit down at the table and talk about it. Oh, there's no end in sight. Wow, that's optimistic.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Wow. Mr. Sunshine there.
Do they ever listen to, the voters? Because a poll came out. Broad majority of Americans reject the Democrat-pushed shutdown of government.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the Democrats mostly are getting blamed, which is appropriate. And the voters recognize that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 620 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Top story, government shutdown. What you going to do? Well, there's nothing you can do about it. Democrats and Republicans, will they work out their differences? I don't know. Chuck Schumer doesn't sound like he wants to play. And they seem to forget that Congressional Budget Office, there's kind of a wide berth there now where they could actually eliminate jobs. Trump's not saying he will do that, but could do that.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to follow it, of course. So you've got that going on. And I've got a story about romance dying. But before that, the good news is,
yes,
get yourself all fixed up so that romance will not die.
Ooh.
Club Synergy's 5th Annual Treat Yourself Fall Fundraiser event is coming up this Sunday. Now, this is for the ladies, basically, and I've positioned it like, look, while the guys are watching football, mm-hmm, you go out there and get a facial and have some fun, and I don't know, maybe a little champagne.
Yeah.
All right? But you got to behave yourself. So it's this Sunday, October 5th, from 3 to 6 p.m., historic downtown Gainesville, Sweetwater Branch Inn. So it's all about self-care. Got it?
Treat yourself.
And you're treating yourself, and you're also treating the Ronald McDonald House, because that is the idea of the fundraiser. And I'm telling you, it's a great value. Just the facial alone, if you buy a ticket to this event, just the facial alone is worth $200.
Tickets are like $50, I think.
So, see?
Yeah.
Already you're like way ahead.
Yeah.
And that does, now I'm not even talking about the swag bag.
Mm-hmm.
Could be all kinds of goodies in there. I don't know.
Silent auctions.
Sounds like a good time.
It always is.
All right. So, for more information, this is the important part, go to treatyourselfevent.com. Treatyourselfevent.com. And thanks in advance for contributing to the Ronald McDonald House, of which we are the official radio sponsor.
They do such great work. We love those guys. They're awesome.
Yes, we do. And they're very needed in the community. Mm-hmm. And we love them. We love those folks.
You betcha.
We love Ronald, his big red shoes.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Well, except when he leaves them right inside the front door, and you're like walking in, you're tripping over him and stuff. But other than that, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to tell you the words that come out of my mouth when I trip over something in the dark.
No.
The dogs, little chew toys, who knows what's there. And Betsy has a thing about, having the lights out. Like, she can live in total darkness. She was in the back, throwing some shock in the pool late last night because it just came, Amazon. She's waiting on that. And we're going to be gone a few days. We want to make sure the pool's right. And I'm calling out, the front door. I thought maybe she took the dog. No, the dogs are here.
Uh-huh.
What is she doing? And I hear the sliding door close. And I go, were you out back? And she goes, yeah. I go, I looked out back. It's dark. All we have is, there's a couple tiny solar lights. But, they're tiny.
They don't put out much yet.
No. And she goes, I can see in the dark. And then it dawned on me. I go, I guess you can. And that's why she turns all the lights out. It's like, but I'm the one always stuck to turn the kitchen light out last.
Which is kind of ironic, isn't it?
Like, she runs for the bedroom, man. I swear. Like, when you tell somebody you're going to bed, I have a process. I got to do?
Got to make coffee, get a glass of water, all that stuff.
Yeah. Brush your teeth, take your pills. Yeah. I turn around, she's gone. She's already under the covers. Wow. Like a Houdini or something. All right.
But you can see in the dark.
That's why I sleep with one eye open.
That's a good idea. No,
there's other reasons why I do that. Romance, though, yeah. Since we're talking about romance, because I know that was a very romantic story.
Oh, yeah.
It's prices. It's economics. People aren't dating anymore, seriously, and this is really affecting, like, Gen Z.
Oh.
Because, you know, they need to date, and they need to fall in love, yeah, and get married, and squirt out some babies. They do. No, our population depends
yeah
on it. Mm-hmm. And but apparently, seriously, it's getting too expensive. 43% of young U.S. singles are going on fewer dates. 37% are cutting back on dating in general. 33% blame the economy for their hesitation around romance. Now, some of them are hesitating because they're getting ghosting, apparently. Ghosted. They hook up.
Oh.
Never hear from the person again.
Well, that's a waste of time.
Yeah. It's like,
and money.
If you like the person enough at the moment to, you know, get together,
second
you don't,
date maybe?
You know? Don't, you don't want to, like, get together again?
Huh.
I think that's weird, but, you know, these generations are all kind of kooky. But anyway, yeah, so it's economics is impacting that. And then another study came out, unrelated to this whole thing.
Yeah.
When they told everybody, hey, go home and work from home, when COVID was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what happened? Talk about squirting out some babies.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep, couples were busy, not a lot going on. Remember, especially in some areas, not free Florida, where, you know, they tell you, just stay in.
Yeah.
Close the doors. Don't leave your house, whatever. And the lockdown. So if you had a significant other, you were locking down. And so they had a big baby boom. Well, now a lot of these people are being called back to the office.
Oh.
And they're like, oh.
Child care.
Daycare and child care.
It's not cheap,
that,
is it?
That cost about 70% of my after taxes pay. Babies ain't cheap. So they see that is trending down as well, you know, having kids. So come on, get it together. Find a special person. Let's get to work.
There you go.
All right. The government is shut down, but that doesn't mean you have to. All right. Yeah, Chuck Schumer. He said some stupid things.
Was he talking then, I assume?
He was.
Okay,
AOC.
Then. More stupid things?
Yeah. In fact, How'd you know?
You said AOC.
Yeah. It's kind of a giveaway sometimes.
I know. It's like, man, if that was the answer on a game show, no-brainer.
So we had the government shutdown and things related to that, but we also got some fun stuff we'll toss in there and, you know, keep it upbeat. Keep you pumped up. On this happy hump day, Trump day, never miss a minute of the show. Search for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Giddy up! Time for the horse parade!
I was going to say it was pretty good. Then it just got a little weird at the end there. So.
Yeah. What's that thing called that's like half man, half horse?
Oh,
yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Feed me some hay. What is it called? There's a name for that mythic animal.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man.
It's whatever.
You can't draw the same blanks as me. I told you that a long time ago.
I know.
You better read your contract. Oh. That's right. You don't have a contract. we pay him by the day, folks.
That's right. Centaur.
Picked him up at Centaur.
Centaur.
Yeah. Centaurs are cool. Anyway, there really is a horse parade.
Yes, there is.
There was a reason for me to... I wasn't just horsing around.
Wow. Yeah. It's the last day of the week for him, friends.
Craig's always pulling on the reins. Woo! He doesn't like it when I start to gallop a little bit.
Yeah, a little crazy.
All breeds. Is Cher going to be there? Oh, no.
Cher, no.
She's half breed.
Oh,
yeah. Wasn't that her song?
Yeah.
Half breed.
Mm-hmm.
All breed horse capital of the world, horse parade, presented by Pat Myers Electric. Here's the deal. It's Saturday, downtown Ocala. Saturday, 10 a.m. You know, get there a little bit early, look for the parade route, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
You can't miss it. Watch for the horses.
Or
Or something.
Just follow your nose.
Well, you'll know
wherever it goes.
If you were late, you'll
the
be
flavor
the
of not fruit.
No.
No, Toucan Sam. Mm. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Fruit Loops.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. I'm bringing back memories for people. And
they will gouge
just having a little fun.
Gouge the top of your mouth, but we ate them anyway.
Sometimes they would. So. You're right. Yeah. So did Captain Crunch sometimes. Mm. All right. Mike Johnson, I like this guy. Speaker of the House.
We were a little iffy at first.
Right,
to be
right.
Honest. But now.
Turns out he's strong conservative.
Yeah.
And he's funny. Listen to what he did. He's got playing on loop.
Oh, no.
On the loop, you know, going around and around, video, whatever, on his TV, and he put it like right outside his office.
Okay.
So you could just wander on by, and what you would see on the tape is a loop of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and AOC are featured on this. There's a few more, and they're basically all saying, well, here's what AOC said. It's not normal to shut down the government when we don't get what we want. This was back in 2019, when the Republicans were hesitant to sign on with the Democrats to keep the government going. Exactly almost a year ago, Schumer apparently cared about how the government shutdown was that he is currently hell-bent on forcing would impact. This is what he said back just a year ago. If the government shuts down, it will be average Americans who suffer the most. A government shutdown means seniors who rely on Social Security could be thrown into chaos. Not true.
Not true. No lie.
The minority leader said in September 2024 speech criticizing hard right Republicans and MAGA radicals. I mean, you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So he took their own words.
I love it.
Their own video. I mean, you can't say, oh, that's AI or that's... Their words, their images, in a loop, over and over again, to show just how the hypocrisy runs very, very deep, especially with the Dems.
We need to be, you got to show the world who they are. Because if they're just watching the regular news, they're not going to pick up on these things.
That's the thing, you know? And
all
these, like these deals that are going on, I catch a lot of it because, you know, I'm paying attention to these issues, and I'm home during the day. You know, a lot of people are working. And so I see, like, Trump working these great deals with Pfizer, for instance. And I'll dig into that a little bit later. Yeah. You know, do you think, like, MSNBC and CNN is going to give him any credit for that at all?
Nah.
Lowering prescription prices for seniors and really everybody? Lowering prices for all Americans? Really putting the pressure on some of these companies and pointing out how, you know, a $10 pill in, you know, in one small country is a $147 pill in the U.S., literally. And he said, that's not right. Mm-mm. And even the guy from Pfizer was there. And they were like, man, he's got him. Like, it's just great.
Yes.
It's capitalism, but it's also, you know, doing the right thing was almost the attitude. Like wow, this is coming from big business, right?
Oh, yeah.
And big government. And they're actually working together to do something fair and reasonable. Wow. That's awesome. It really is. Now, Trump going to get any credit for that? Oh, of course not. Of course not. Now, and the Democrats, they're going to continue to whine and cry like little babies if they don't get what they want. You know what they want? Their counterproposal would add $1.5 trillion to the debt. That's why the Republicans don't, they're not going to accept that deal. It would add $1.5 trillion to the debt. So, it's a little bit of a stalemate, and the Democrats continue. Speaking of babies.
Yeah.
Have you heard about, I know you have, the carnivore diet, where basically all you do is eat meat.
I've got friends that have done that one.
And some people are very, very, like, serious. Mm-hmm. I've done variations of it, basically knocking out carbs.
Right.
Not so much of, like, the meat thing is, like, they're just, like, meat.
Yep.
It's like, I'm not going to follow it. Some people can, I guess, as a lifestyle. I'm not.
Right.
I'm like, no, life's too short. However, have I recognized through some of these diets, reading them, experimenting with them at all? I realize for me personally, sugar is absolutely the enemy, and then right behind that are carbohydrates.
But they both taste
They're
so good.
They're both carbohydrates.
Bob. Yeah, I know, but they taste good.
They do. Yeah. But anyway, this is a little, you know, I like to be open-minded, but I'm not sure about this one. New parents.
Mm-hmm.
New parents. We're talking a six-month-old kid being introduced to meat. They're calling it the carnivore baby trend.
Hmm.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, the kid doesn't even have teeth. Which, he's going to gum down on a ribeye or what?
That's what you're going to do someday.
6 months old, before cutting his first tooth, the infant fell in love with beef, chicken, and fish.
Ooh.
Turning her tiny back on the usual jars full of mush that most babies consume, according to her mother.
Huh.
An anecdotal story, but it is trending. And
wow.
Like I say, I like to maintain an open mind, but that seems a little
early, a little different, I don't know. Are they still getting everything they need, though, is the question, maybe.
Well, that's part of the controversy. Mm. You get your 19 essential amino acids, but, you need micronutrients and stuff, too. I mean, are you eating all stuff that's, like, grass-fed, totally, the best of the best? You know, like, if you're eating all wild game, yeah, you might be able to. That would be sustaining, I would imagine. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I'm going on vacation.
That's not unusual.
Oh, was that on the air?
Yes, it was.
I would never rub it in. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:51. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Top story, government shutdown. Ooh.
Yeah,
they're calling it a partial shutdown. Yeah. I guess it always sort of is.
Well, because somebody's always still working.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And many of the folks will get basically what amounts to a free vacation. They put them on furlough. They don't get paid. But then when they come back, they get the back pay and all that. So,
but, we hear the stories, though, from the left. Oh, the poor military family who aren't going to know how to feed their family this month.
Well, I heard a Republican even saying that the other day. It's like, come on, man. Yeah. Stop that nonsense. Yeah. Social Security. Yeah, both parties, if we're being honest, have used that, that stupid, threatening kind of language. It's not accurate.
Right.
But the Democrats, I mean, to make them happy to sign off on a CR, they want an additional, 1.5 trillion in spending. It's like,
trillion.
We're already spending.
Yeah.
We're already doing it. Aren't we at those COVID spending rates, which were much higher than normal? I mean, it went up like $2 trillion a year year.
Wanting to keep all the COVID crap in.
God, I remember when basically the budget was about $3 trillion. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is now, but...
Like 37?
They don't know what a budget is, but anyway.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump put the looming government shutdown squarely on Democrats, emphasizing that Republicans who passed legislation out of the House to fund the government at current levels earlier this month before Senate Democrats stymied it, want the government to remain open. Yeah, but is the lefty media going to say that? Hey, Trump wants it open. Hey, are they going to explain how the House passed it? Of course, it was mostly Republicans, mostly party lines, but, are they going to explain it that way and that the only thing holding it up are Democrats in the Senate? No, of course not. They'll find a way to blame Trump. And during a Oval Office press conference about reductions in Pfizer-produced drug prices, Breitbart News asked the president what the looming Democrat shutdown, which comes as the party's Real Clear Politics average favorability ratings pings at 33%, says about the party. Trump responds, "They're shutting it down." They, meaning the Democrats, "we're not shutting it down. We don't want it to shut down. We have the greatest period of time ever. I'll tell you, we have $17 trillion being invested, so the last person that wants the shutdown is us." However, Trump said if Democrats allow government funding to expire at midnight, which happened, then there are actions the administration can take to implement irreversible action that Democrats normally would oppose. With that being said, we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. And you know Russell Vaught. He became very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. And he said the Democrats are taking a risk. With the government shutdown, we'll see what and if any actual actions are going to be taken. Still working on immigration, ICE still being attacked, yes. We had that story the other day about a superintendent of public schools in Des Moines, Iowa, was completely fraudulent and not even a citizen.
Yeah.
Complete fraud. Now we've got another shocking discovery about an adult migrant upended in town, leaving many to wonder how he could get away with pretending to be a high school student.
Oh my goodness.
He's actually 24 years old, Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra.
Wow.
Yep.
So we got fake superintendents and now fake students.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That superintendent gig paid over $300,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. But Democrats who want open borders, well.
Hey.
I guess that's a job Americans don't want, huh? 300 grand a year?
Yeah.
Government is shut down. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.